Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I've been gardening my herbs today, and I wanted to show you what it looks like. Look at this bowl of parsley. Deep bowl filled with beautiful parsley. This is amounts of parsley that shouldn't even be possible. All of it from today's harvest. You can't cancel parsley. I think that I've found the ultimate answer to cancel culture. Farm your own parsley. That way you're not dependent on the grocery store. I have other herbs here. Basil, a big bowl of basil. Plenty of basil to make some pesto. Mama Jeff will be dealing with this. Here I have some mint. Beautiful mint. Infinite dessert making with mint. I have some thyme. Infinite amount of thyme. For cooking meat, thyme is such a great herb. And what else do I have? Oregano. Beautiful oregano. I don't know what I will do with this. I guess maybe Italian pastas. Hey Dare says, on days with no mass shootings, JF leads with his herb harvest. Small news day. So I lead with my herb harvest. That is not false. If there had been a shooting, I would be not bragging maybe about my herbs. But today there's not much happening in the news, and so I pull out the herbs. Ariel Suarez says, pesto? Yes, pesto is very good, and it's... Mama JF has found a technique to make a lot of pesto and create ice cubes of pesto. So you get the ice cube out of the freezer, you put it among your pasta, and it's already ready to eat. It is beautiful that way, but it requires some amount of care so that the pesto doesn't become brown in the freezer. And I don't remember exactly what is the technique, but Mama JF has found just the right balance to... so that we can have pesto for the whole year and it doesn't go oxidized. Mama JF is coming. We'll see if she has some info to give on this.
Hello.
Hello, Mama JF. What a nice harvest of herb today.
Yes, wow. And you didn't show all the chard.
Oh, yeah. We had two massive bowls of chard filled to the top and above. It was great, and there's still more chard I saw today.
Yes, but the trick for the pesto, you need to flash boil them.
Flash boil them?
Yes.
Okay.
Flash boil the
leaves or the pesto?
No, the leaf, okay. You just put them in boiling water for like 5 seconds.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Yes.
And that will kind of prepare them for the freezer.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's big green like this.
Very nice.
But I wonder, maybe I should make like a pesto, but with each herb, like a mint pesto.
A mint pesto?
I don't know what we're gonna do with all these herbs.
I have never had that much herbs, so we have to find solutions.
Maybe we can make after 8.
After 8, we could launch a production line of after 8. Absolutely. John Drake says, unfortunately, there was a mass shooting today. A guy was evicted. He came back and set his landlord's house on fire, then shot 4 people as they tried to flee. Yes, I have seen this. I mean, at this point, the term mass shooting, you can go objectively. Okay, there were 4 people dead, so it's a mass shooting. When I talk about mass shooting, I talk about politically motivated mass shootings. I understand that that there are shootings of equal value and equal amount of hurt in society that I don't cover, but it's just that these news are so regular, and basically it was a guy pissed off that he got evicted. We will see this happening very regularly. It's vengeance crimes, and it will happen in places where there are violent people living in society and they have some reason to avenge themselves. All right, we had a super chat during the night, Carlota. Carlota was, this guy has been following me for years. He's been sending me super chats back in the blood sports days, and he comes back here, sends me a super chat exactly when I speak about Andy Warski. It's so fun to see that there are people who they're not interested in the science aspect of JF, the news aspect of JF. They just come back when I speak about drama and Andy Warski. It's so fascinating that there are people like this. I don't, no hate against you, Carlota, and I thank you for the super chat, but these guys are loving me for someone I'm not. I'm not the man of drama you're looking for. Carlota sends, he sent a super chat and he said, will Warski have long-term damage from the knockout? Is Kino Casino YouTube channel immediately pull all of his videos on private? Is it over for Andy Warski or will he come back from this? Long-term damage from a single knockout like this is rare, but he could have brain inflammation depending on the intensity of the hit. But it wouldn't be a common thing and I wouldn't expect this. He's going to be not, he's going to feel down for a couple of days. That would be what I mostly expect. And as far as his channel, I did see that what you say is true. There are no Kino Casino. I believe that that's the channel where Kino Casino was happening. I don't see any videos right now, but I would have an alternative hypothesis. I don't think he pulled the video because he got knocked out. Perhaps he pulled the video in relationship to my friend Andrew from The Crucible, who is starting stream, confi.stream, a new platform for streaming that looks a little bit like cozy.tv. Maybe it's related. Since it will open on September 3rd, maybe Andy will be transferring from YouTube to this new platform. I don't know. Andrew invited me to this new platform. I said no. I asked him if Andy Warski was involved in the platform, and he did not answer. So that's what I know. It wouldn't it be a great hypothesis that perhaps Andy Warski is planning a move to associate with The Crucible? Anyways, I wouldn't want to be on a platform with Andy Warski involved, but it may be what's happening. I don't know. The VMA Music Awards are starting or whatever. Red carpet. Look, I'm not going to watch the VMA Awards. This is a ridiculous dress. This is a ridiculous haircut, by the way. The whole I'm out of the shower type of haircut is absolutely disgusting. It is like, if you're out of the shower, you should be naked. If you had time to put on a dress, you should have time to place your hair. What the fuck is this? On top of it, the lower lip ring? No, no, no. And the whole putting forward a fat woman. I'm not part of this movement. Here I will be banning Archipelagos. Dino Lagovic sends a super chat. He says, JF, I started reading TRP weeks ago and I've stopped after the introduction, not to avoid more reading, but to meditate and more and comprehend the classification and concept of phenotype. Are there any alternative ideas or theories to phenotype? No, within biology, there is no one contesting phenotype, the definition, our understanding of it. Now you're gonna have people like Blithering Genius on YouTube who he's kind of trying to mash the term and trying to blur the definitions, but even him doesn't will not tell you that he has an alternative definition of the phenotype. He's just trying to be moody about it, and oh, you know, it's more complex. Life is a complex system. But no one, I've never heard of an alternative definition of the phenotype. Now, you're going to have some people who are misled and who don't understand that all RNAs in your body, except those from RNA viruses, are phenotypic. There are some people who have difficulty understanding that it's really DNA, the replicator. Because we tend, in molecular biology, they will call something a gene, and they will refer to the gene in its DNA form, and then the gene encoding its RNA form, and then they will even talk about a gene encoding a protein, and they will talk about the protein as gene expression. And some of these people get confused, but they haven't thought about the question very much. And I resolve this in case you are deceived by this kind of alternative definition. I resolve this in chapter 7, where I explain here's why proteins and RNA wouldn't be a replicator. But there are some people, because we use the term gene, they think then that, oh, the gene is the RNA segment and the protein. But no, it's really just the DNA. And get to chapter 7 if you'd like to have the final argument on this. But of all the people who actually do theoretical biology, I have never heard of an alternative definition of the phenotype. DK Shadow says genotype multiplied by environment equals phenotype. I don't even like having the term environment in my equation. I say the genotype is the replicator, and the rest of the universe, you can call it the environment, if you will, the environment of the genes, or you can call it the phenotype. It's the same thing. Ultimately, the phenotype and the environment, they will interact in all sorts of ways, and yes, extended, says Dino Legovic. Yeah, basically, I adopt the Richard Dawkins extended phenotype view. Now, you could argue that, so maybe you would ask me, how about Richard Dawkins' extended phenotype? Well, the word phenotype, as far as I'm concerned, has integrated in full the concept of Richard Dawkins' extended phenotype. So when I talk about the phenotype, I talk about the extended phenotype of Richard Dawkins. Now, you could argue that back in the days where Dawkins wrote this book, that there were people misled in thinking that the phenotype stopped at the skin. But if you want to blast this view of the phenotype, just read The Extended Phenotype by Richard Dawkins. To me, it's a resolved question. There is no difference between what's happening inside your body and outside of your body as far as genetic pressures for evolution go. You evolve equally to control what's outside your body and what's inside. Adair gives the example of a beaver dam, exactly. All right. I want to show some scenes of self-imposed violence. And of course, I want to warn that this is shocking. It is ridiculous. Don't do this. I'm reporting it because we need to talk about the news, and the fact that there are some idiots doing that kind of stuff is mind-blowing to me. So I'm reporting this for the purpose of news reporting in line with the Odyssey TOS. Listen, there's a bunch of gangsters out there who are playing Russian roulette with their feet. Do not offer free health services to people, because this is what happens.
Well, out of the gangsters, this is how we're rolling. Yo, foreign whipping, you know what I'm saying? Benz and Rolls Royces, Bentleys and shit. No, we got the new shit in, bro. It's called Russian roulette. $400 a bet. You know what I'm saying? Your life is at stake. Now shoot your fucking foot. You win $400, you lose $400 on your toes. Alright, go ahead. You take the first shot, crazy.
Fuck that. Ooh!
Ooh! One bullet in that shit. Give it to him. Shoot. Ooh! Oh god, $400. One bullet in that motherfucker. Yo, $800.
Oh no, we're gonna add another bullet. Crazy.
Fresh out the motherfucking hospital. Niggas talking shit about that ain't my foot. I got a white foot and all that other shit. Round two, motherfucker. Be what's up. You want
man,
first
I'll
shot?
Pop that motherfucker. Get it here. You want to play?
First shot. Spin them good. Spin them good.
Spin
them good.
Spin them good. How good you want me to spin the motherfuckers? They don't think it's woo. Spin them motherfucker. Man, I got a dent. Fuck that. I'm gonna make sure I don't miss motherfucker.
Man, I ain't never.
I wanna play, motherfucker. We're gonna play. I got his ass. Ah, fuck. That motherfucker, I told you I'm gonna get your ass. Now both of your feet fucked up.
Both of your feet fucked up. Unbelievable. That's why you don't want to offer free health services to people. It's because they will have such surplus in their life that they are spending it on a game where it's impossible. It's impossible to have a good outcome in this game. Holy shit. You just got bullets in your 2 feet. And like the mathematics of it, $400, so you can double your sum maybe and get the other guy's feet broken, but you just destroyed the foot of someone else in society that's definitely not worth $400. This guy ends up having lost $800 and having both of his feet with bullets in. Lendal Guntram says, obviously not a well-regulated militia. Well, there were rules in a way, so. And ultimately it's people self-hurting and adult people who are doing this to themselves. It wouldn't be dramatic if it wasn't that the guy was mentioning that between the two bullets he got to the hospital. Holy shit. Grapes Coda says, I'm sure it's going to be difficult for him when he goes to work now. Yeah, you can have permanent damage from this kind of stuff. You could be handicapped for life in terms of your ability to walk. Here's another example of a dare. This one turned out good. This is also something I wouldn't recommend. Although in this case it turned out good. The question is, when someone comes to steal something from you with a gun, normally you just want to give what you have and hope that he gets away. But in this case, the lady decided to confront the criminal and started taunting him, saying, kill me, let's see if you got the balls, and he didn't shoot. So, don't do this, because many times it will end up in the person shooting. But I just wanted to report on the news again, and with the idea that, well, that's a lucky outcome for this woman. So a guy comes from here. She is looking carelessly in her bag. She says, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. She starts tapping, clapping her hands, a little bit like the SEAL method of intimidation. Now, this guy has some game theory going on in his mind. I was just here to get some, maybe $100 from her purse. Do I want to end up in jail for murder? Maybe spend the rest of my life in jail? Now he's going to come back He basically doesn't want to be a murderer, but he wants the purse. But she taunts him again. He tries to scare her by pointing the gun. She taps and he gets away. Well, 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 sometimes it ends up good. I'm glad that it ended up good with this woman. But in general, I would recommend against this because you can have a criminal who doesn't have the capacity to think and to realize that it's not worth it, and he shoots just out of emotional decision making. Tesla chargers are being covered as out of service by an owner because Tesla is not paying their rent. They have rented locations for charging cars across the country, but this owner was pissed because they haven't paid rent.
And so this is out right here. There's a bag on it. This one's out also in Beaver, Utah.
And this one?
And this guy is LB.
He's the owner of the property.
You own it all. So is Tesla telling you to put the bags on here?
No, but they're not. They haven't paid me rent since November of last year.
Holy moly.
They're supposed to be paying me rent for each charging station. They have paid me nothing. They will not answer my email. They won't answer my phone calls. They will do nothing. So therefore, nobody's charging on them until they start paying me what they owe me.
So I'm charging on that one over there. You going to bag those ones up soon too?
I will eventually.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Since November, is Tesla in serious liquidity issues? Since November, that would be 11 months approximately. It seems that Tesla has an issue, and this guy doesn't have any way to know. So he was giving them a month and 2 months, and eventually it doesn't work, and so he has to stop people using those chargers. Grapes Coda says, "Is Jeff trying to root out his audience member with poor language control with these videos?" I'm testing you. I'm testing your reliability as an audience member. Maybe I'll get rid of you tonight, maybe. Spindly Opinion says, "What's the break-even point of an electric car battery in terms of carbon? They can't be recycled. 100,000 miles, 300,000 miles. Oh yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that cars like the cars I buy, like extremely low consumption fuels cars, I wouldn't be surprised that in the end I may be producing less CO2. And we're going to have to start being honest about this because they're about to make illegal my kind of car. They're about to force Papa JF to buy higher prices car. And we're going to have to do a full accounting of this eventually because Papa JF is not happy. I may have bought the last cheap car of my life. They want to force me to buy these huge electric cars with the 200-pound batteries or 500-pound battery. I'm not interested. I don't have the means to do this. I'm a man who lives at the low level of society. I have to buy cheap everything I do. I farm my own parsley. That's just how at the base level of society I am. I will be hurt by a policy that forces me to buy a car that's 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 more than the one I would buy. Go Away says, "JF, sorry I'm late to the show. Has anyone made a joke?" No, I will be deleting your chat and Go Away. I will be monitoring you for eventual banning. Never before seen footage of police response to Marjorie Taylor Greene swatting incident. 100% they wanted me to be murdered. But I don't see the footage. They see we have footage. Okay, I don't see any footage, but I see a picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene with an AR-15 or whatever. That's pretty badass. I like that she's wearing it proudly and beautifully. CNN is talking about the Artemis 1 mission. These amazing numbers about Artemis 1. But what bugs me about this mission, and ultimately the reason I can't feel super happy about this mission, is the goal of this mission is to land the first woman and the first person of color on the moon. That's a turn-off. Redoing what the white man has done and just doing it in different color and with a different sexual organ in between your legs is not an accomplishment. It's ridiculous that we're doing this. Like, justify your mission with something. At least make it an accidental aspect of your mission that there's a woman in it. But no, they're centering on this and they're like, this is going to be the accomplishment of this mission. We're going to get a woman on the moon and a black person on the moon. Afghanistan, 1 year later, how daily life in the war-torn country has changed since the Taliban's takeover. It's amazing because you see Fox News basically adopting progressive language instead of what the right-wing position on the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is Afghanistan gets what it fucking deserves, which is Afghan leadership and Afghan people controlling this nation in the Afghan way. But instead, no, they talk about the Taliban wiped out 2 decades of progress for women's rights in Afghanistan. That's their thing. Let them be. And now the decades of progress. How can you not understand at this point that the progress that you're talking about is the regression of America also? And that in a way we should learn a little bit about the undermining of this progression, because at least there they have families. At least they have a demographically stable society. Those are things that would be desirable for America to have. So instead of calling it deprogression, why don't you see that in this deprogression, there is a return to traditional value that should be inspiring for America? John Drake says, that's what happens when you lose, the winner makes the rule. Yeah, and what do we have to care about what happens in this distant country that has no relevance at all to our life? Spindly Opinion says, I had read that female suicides were the lowest in Afghanistan, but I didn't check if it was true. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it must be relatively low. The fact is that these authoritarian societies that the liberals are fighting against, actually, in terms of recordable data, they work well. People basically are ready to handle some form of authoritarianism, especially women in this kind of religious culture. Mama JF is talking to Len Dalt. She says, Len Dalt, really? I thought he was a musketeer, and he's talking about a Greek goddess, daughter of Zeus and Leto. Oh my god, you guys are on some other discussion, totally, totally unrelated to the news. Oh, it was related to the name of the NASA mission, Artemis 1. I see. A Florida woman dances through a field sobriety test. She was so much on the party that she couldn't help and broke into ballet and Irish folk dance moves as she was asked to demonstrate her ability to walk the line. Let's see from the beginning here. She's arguing apparently with the police and now she does little dance moves. See, this is the joy of being a woman. If I'm a man and I have some policeman administering a test for my sobriety, I risk losing my driver's license. I risk ending up in jail for not following the orders of the police, resisting arrest, unable to support my family and my wife because I'm stuck in jail. Women can just dance, and they know that they will most likely get away with not much. In this case, she was arrested, but I don't think that she will be prosecuted for resisting to the police order. Israeli rabbi Michael Finkel drops some bombs on Ukrainian TV, says someone on Twitter. Let's see what he had to say.
Мы не должны ссориться с Россией, которая у нас тут в Сирии. Огромная страна с военными базами. Раз. Два. 36 раз при Зеленском только Украина голосовала против Израиля в ООН. Ее герои — это Петлюра, убивший 200 тысяч евреев. Это Шухевич. Это эсэсовец. Это Бандера. Это Стецко, который говорил, что весь всех евреев нужно уничтожить. Ярослав Стецко. Это Хмельницкий, убивший 300 тысяч евреев. Каждый год в Киеве шел парад СС дивизии Галичина, и наш МИД протестовал против этого. Это мрази.
All right, это неонацисты. So that's perhaps why the Israelis are... He was calling out the neo-Nazi history of Ukraine. That's perhaps why the Israelis are not so warm to the Ukraine fight against Russia. I think that the Jews of the US are relatively supportive of Ukraine, but perhaps the religious Jews of Israel are taking issue. They may be more attached to the conception of the Holocaust as something that has happened throughout Eastern Europe rather than in Germany. I don't know. I have difficulty placing the Jews on the Czech board of Ukraine, but I know that there's been some friction. I know that Israel was condemning some of the stuff that Zelensky does. So I guess they're not fully in line with Zelensky and with a war against Russia. This is beyond imagination. Polish homeowners line up for days to buy coal ahead of winter. Google searches for the price of firewood in Germany have exploded. There was always a winter pass here, but this year it's like extreme. And you can see that in Poland, where coal is king, dozens are lining up at the Lubelski Wagel Bogdanka coal mine, waiting for days and nights to stock up on heating fuel.
Trucks line up at the Lubelski Wiegel Bogdanka coal mine in Poland on Friday as people fearful of winter shortages wait for days and nights to stock up on.
They have to sleep in their car to wait in line.
Heating fuel.
The question of queues should be over. We have the internet. I'm so annoyed by this because some of the worst moments of my life is that in 2022, I still have to do some queues. To go to the hospital, I have to wait in line, you have to stay there, you have to be there. Queues shouldn't exist. There should be an internet service that is equivalent to queuing, and it tells you when it's your turn, and it brings you a phone or ticket version of your queuing proof that you have queued. Why if we can work from home, why can't we queue from home? To and it's always in these governmental or big corporation things that they don't quite have the motivation to build a decent queue system, which is why at the DMV they have this physical ticket system, but that's not enough. You should be able to wait from home and know when it's your turn and basically get an instant appointment when you've waited enough. Go away, says, this makes me laugh out so loud. We have so much coal here in Australia. It's hilarious. Jeff is right. Can't believe people are queuing for the stuff in 2022. Well, I'm not saying they shouldn't queue for coal. Clearly in Poland, they have to, but they should queue from home. It should be a ticket system, and I don't see the problem. Now, the problem is there are so many unintelligent people in society that you make a queue at home system, people end up not showing up for their turn. But punish these people. You tell him, all right, you didn't show up when we called you within 30 minutes. Now you're out for 7 days here. Just punish the people who cannot comply with the internet queue system. That's so simple. Meanwhile, there is not only a lack of coal in Poland, there is a lack of food for people who are on the EBT system. That's a new term for me, but I guess it's kind of the food stamp system of the US, but these food stamps are now electronic, so people arrive with a card, and it's like a debit card, but it's the EBT system. It is a debit card with which you can only buy food. And I didn't know there were so many people dependent on this. People are dependent on the government to eat on an everyday basis. Now, I kind of knew it theoretically. I knew that the social welfare state existed in the US, but it just struck me today because the EBT system went down and people started complaining on Twitter. Lol, because how the EBT system down? Someone was complaining, Biden sending our money to Ukraine to beat them Russians. All sorts of people on Twitter complaining. I spent $23 cash in Pappies today because EBT down. I'm pissed. I knew I should have went to the market yesterday. I refused to spend cash because EBT down. The EBT machines are down everywhere. I'm hungry and I'm not paying cash. So these people refuse to pay cash for their food. EBT down just had to pay for these Boston baked beans with cash. We in L. Wow. These people are so entitled that I cannot believe I had to pay cash for baked beans. Are you serious? I pay cash. Any amount of bean I've eaten in my life, I had to pay cash for it. There's not a single bean I've eaten that I haven't paid for. What the fuck is this? Letters says, now EBT down nationwide. My lazy should have just went to the damn market yesterday like I started. Now I gotta use cash because school start tomorrow. Fuck my life. Susie says, yo, I've been to several markets over east and EBT down. I'd be damned if I use my hard-earned cash. These people have a system in their head where cash has become the desirable thing because you can do whatever you want with it. And then there's the thing that keeps them alive, food, that should always be paid with EBT. I mean, I don't want to send the IRS at these people, but how is it? First, they have cash. How do they get the cash? How do they get this income? Why are they so frustrated when they have to use this income to buy food? Is that the people we're helping? Channel Awesome says, if you had to pay cash for all the beans you ate in your life, that's called privilege. It is my impression that these people feel privileged. I'm entitled to the exact amount of beans that my work brings to me. You know, I expect nothing else than if I pay $2 that I won with my hard-earned money, you know, I worked for it, I pay those $2, I should get the amount of bean that corresponds to these $2. I see no entitlement here at all. Disclose.tv says, Wien Energy, Austria's largest energy supplier, is insolvent, requires 1.7 billion euros to remain liquid, according to media. Wow. We have the whole system is about to crash because of the pressure exerted, I guess, by Russia, and the consumers aren't able to pay the increased price, and the companies are getting squeezed. Go away, says Jeff. As an Australian, EBT is such a weird system. Here, they just give you your welfare every fortnight and you can spend it on whatever you want. It seems demeaning to give someone money but tell them what to spend it on. How do you feel about this as a libertarian? Well, the thing is, I get it. It's demeaning in a way, but it's free money. Like, let us not forget that you shouldn't get that money to begin with. And then if you complain about the fact that this money is being set so that it really only goes to the grocery store, then you have a problem. It's so, as a libertarian, my position is there shouldn't be EBT, and nor should there be free money. You get the money you deserve, and if you don't deserve it, that's a sign that it's time to starve. Belgian, because the signal of starving is so important. The human body, if it doesn't starve, thinks that everything is okay. So you go to work on police car. The next day you get a deposit in your EBT account. Well, the body is like, everything I've done is okay. So what are you going to do the next night? Well, you're going to go back to twerk on the police car. The body needs a signal that says, hey, I'm at the point where I'm so hungry that I'm looking at a carrot and I would eat it. Now, that's the point at which the body starts launching the cognitive processes. I have to find a job. I have to do something useful for society. And eventually the brain understands, I have to stop twerking on police cars. But there is no way you can train the brain without starvation and without punishment and without rewards. We are de-incentivizing good behavior in society, so let us not be surprised that we end up with people shooting in their own foot. Belgian F1 fans stunned by men flying over a track. Could this be mysterious jetpack men? So someone was flying over. He's going faster than the race car. Wow, that is dangerous. Don't attempt this at home. Normally, they do these jetpacks over the water because if they fall, they can fall in water, but that is dangerous. I mean, you don't want to fall. But it seems that the technology is now stable enough that we can get someone trolling the race car, or maybe was part of the race car organization. I don't know. There was a nice quote in the discussion with Alexandros Marinos. I wasn't aware of this quote. I'm very much in favor of science, but I'm skeptical of people who excessively invoke science as an incantation of sorts. When you use the word science, it's often a tell, like in poker, that you're bluffing and that no science at all is going on. A quote by Peter Thiel, apparently. I really like it because it's true. It's what we've seen in the COVID pandemic. The people who were most using the word science were doing nothing scientific. They were denying facts. They were selecting evidence, cherry-picking evidence, and that wasn't very scientist of them. Rockefeller Foundation wants behavioral scientists to come up with more convincing COVID vax narratives. Aha! So they're developing these marketing tactics. They want to basically use behavioral science. And what if we were to tell you this? Would you take the vax? What if we were to tell you this? What if we were to put a sexy woman behind the vaccine? That's what behavioral science does. I think you're going to end up finding that we've reached a kind of trade-off point. where at this point, perhaps the best thing you can do is not be too authoritarian and accept that there are 15 to 40% of people who will end up hesitating on or not taking your vaccine every time you have a new one. Because if you don't do that, your risk of developing the psychological resistance mechanism of people activating and people saying, all right, we have to stop the vaccine, and getting together in societies on the internet and exchanging information about bad vaccine outcomes. The fact is, they probably would have gotten more people vaccinated if they had just shut up about it a little bit. If it had just been a normal thing and, oh yeah, here, we got a new vaccine, you take it if you want, it's going to help, and it's going to help a lot. That would have been enough, but they went so extreme that they have developed movements of resistance on the internet. People have been making a living out of commenting on the COVID stuff for years now. That is not the best. I think that this research will end up, and hopefully it ends up finding, that authoritarianism has actually disadvantaged the leftists, because at the same time, the more authoritarian you are, the more your bluff is going to get called. A little bit like at the beginning of the show when I showed this lady saying, shoot me, shoot me. You end up knowing that your adversary doesn't have the guts to do it. And in a way, the anti-vax people have said, oh yeah, you want to force me to take the vax? Oh yeah, I'm going to lose my job? Okay. I'm going to find a way to lose my job and still be happy. So the system eventually reached its breaking point. At some point, they had to step back on certain firing of nurses in Quebec, for example, and in many other places, because they realized they had fired so many nurses that they couldn't operate the hospitals anymore. Seven nations ready to revoke recognition of Kosovo, Belgrade. This is an achievement of Serbian diplomacy, says President Aleksandar Vučić, but he doesn't reveal which nations are the ones he's talking about. But I guess we will be following this story, because who knows, in the tensions around Russia-Ukraine, there may be increased pressure on Serbia and Kosovo. DeSantis campaigning could influence midterms and beyond. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made headlines for agreeing to campaign for Republican candidates, including some controversial ones, whom the Republican establishment has abandoned. Pennsylvania gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano, Arizona senatorial nominee Blake Masters, and Arizona nominee Carrie Lake. Perhaps DeSantis is campaigning for these candidates to build support for his likely 2024 presidential bid. Even if that's the case, DeSantis' campaign efforts could help the Republican Party in 2022 and beyond. Yeah, perhaps he's trying to place himself like a Trump-like figure, having supported anti-establishment Republicans. That would be a good thing. That would be a good thing, because I think we would benefit from increased choice. And I think ideally, wouldn't it be ideal that he runs with Trump? Like, Mike Pence will not be the next Trump campaign mate. So why don't we have a Trump-DeSantis duo, being president and vice president? I think that might be the most interesting outcome. But I don't know if it can happen, because I don't know, maybe the ego of DeSantis is too big to be a vice president. I don't know. Go away, says JF. Is this why Nick Fuentes moved to Florida? Is Fuentes the brain of DeSantis? Nicolas Fuentes, a white nationalist author and thinker in America, often referred to as DeSantis' brain. I can totally see the the articles in the mainstream media. That would be beautiful, but it wouldn't be true, but it would be beautiful. Nice piece here of news fiction. Bernie Sanders reacts to concerns from Democrats on student loan handout. That criticism is correct. So basically, he's not happy with the way Joe Biden distributed the student debt relief, giving $10,000 only and giving it only to certain people. And so basically, he's siding here with the critiques of Joe Biden, which would have called for more money to more people. Okay, well, those are critiques from within the left, and they always want more. CNN had a title that worries me today, because I like to see things sometimes in the lens of a genocide moment, through the lens of perhaps society and perhaps the hate that current society is accumulating against white people, that eventually it will build up into something like a denial of rights, a massive amounts of crimes being committed against whites, and eventually kind of a genocide, a politically motivated genocide. And through that lens, seeing news like this is very worrying. Fight against drought in California as a new tool. The Las Virgenes Municipal Water District has found a way to deal with repeat water restriction violators. So when I see that the state starts having the possibility to shut down your water supply, I'm worried. Because, okay, they say it's for restriction violators, but what happens when there's not enough water for everyone? Then we start having cutoffs, we start having shutoffs, and then we start having governors that say, all right, we're going to shut it off, but we wouldn't want to hurt black people who have been disproportionately hurt by various decisions of our government, and therefore we're going to shut it off only for white people. I mean, the path there is not so far. We've already seen so many things being selectively withdrawn from the white population. At some point, someone in the InfoWars team was denied some antibody treatment because he was white, because they had a quota of minority that they had to serve before they accept to serve one white person. The more the state has the control on something as elementary as water supply, the more I'm worried. And it wouldn't take much progression from here before eventually this is turned into a racial issue like everything else in current society. John Drake says, yes, restrictors have worked so well in Brazil. Around 20% of both water and electricity is stolen. Well, that is very sad. DK Shadow says, they shut down people's water during the pandemic if stores didn't comply with lockdowns. Oh, yeah, and that's an example of already a political targeting of to some extent, because when you catch someone for not respecting the lockdown rules, you are basically catching right wingers. And yes, they shut down their sewer at some point, and their sewer back filled into the building. Yeah, I remember. US sends two warships through Taiwan Strait in first since Pelosi visit. So reestablishment of paths around Taiwan by the U.S., a move that is meant, I guess, to test the reaction of the Chinese to this. We'll see what happens. Deadly clashes in Tripoli may signal imminent Libyan civil war. At least 23 people have been killed and 87 injured in Tripoli as tensions between rival political groups erupted into street combat on Saturday. The United Nations has called for an immediate ceasefire U.S. ambassador urged rival parties to agree to an early date for election and to reduce tensions before things get worse. Looks like we are in a state of some kind of a civil war in Libya. And finally, FBI responds to Zuckerberg's claim on Joe Rogan that Facebook limited Hunter Biden's story after agency warning. FBI said it routinely notifies private sector entities of potential threat information. So the FBI is playing stupid on this and is saying, oh, you understood that you wanted to, that we wanted you to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story? No, that's not what we meant. We were just sending a general warning. And here you have the whole problem of plausible deniability of government interference with the First Amendment. So you have the FBI, just before the election, they send an email to Facebook, and this email is received by Facebook, as attested by Mark Zuckerberg, as, all right, we're going to have to shadow ban the Hunter Biden laptop story. And yet, that email didn't mention specifically that story, but they had given a general warning around Russian misinformation. And then there were leftist agents on Twitter saying, oh yes, it is Russian disinformation. And so Mark Zuckerberg takes these two pieces of information. Okay, the FBI told me to be careful about Russian disinformation. And then I have all these blue check marks journalists on Twitter who are saying the Hunter Biden laptop story is Russian disinformation. Oh, well, I have to do what the FBI has requested. I have to shadow ban this story. And you end up with a full interference in the election by government officials who are siding for Joe Biden. It's an absolute violation of all principles of the Constitution, of the First Amendment, and more. It is the government playing to ensure that they have a sympathetic person at their own head. And so it is a conspiracy. It is a massive violation of people's right to information. And yet you have everyone involved denying, I did what I had to do in my circumstances. And the FBI is saying, oh, well, we just meant it generally. We didn't mean a specific story. Go away, says Jeff. Does this mean more Zuckerberg congressional hearing keynote? These congressional hearings have accomplished nothing. You want a congressional hearing that accomplishes something? Call Papa Jeff to the witness bar. I'll go there. Just pay my plane ticket and my hotel. I'll go there. And I'll explain to them how wrong they are, how they have set up systems to detour around the First Amendment, to allow governmental employees to determine what people can hear in America in full violation of the First Amendment. Probably won't happen. But if you wanted to have some action, you wouldn't invite Mark Zuckerberg, because Mark Zuckerberg is clueless. Papa JF will guide you better. Bye-bye and see you all tomorrow.